It is Wednesday morning. We check in with County Councilwoman Marty Hawk, who makes her weekly Wednesday visit. Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm really concerned about this rain coming down.
We might have to batten down the hatches.
You had a flooding problem.
Right.
Have you
I'm
got
waiting
that fixed?
On. I have a French drain at the bottom of a hill that's been there for 27 years, and it needs to be reworked. It works great when, you know, but 27 years later, it doesn't work as well. So. And they can't get in there because it's too wet.
That is problematic.
That's okay. I'll just pull another all-nighter, making sure my basement doesn't get ruined. But I can do it.
Well, I'm sorry you have to worry about that.
Well,
so, Marty,
soon will be better. It soon will be better.
Yes.
The sun will come out and all will be well.
So, Marty, tell us what your thoughts are on the report we saw on Friday's paper about the treasurer's office and the state audit reports.
Not at all surprised. But you see, I've been watching it, and I've been saying we have problems there for quite some time. This makes it clear. This is not just Marty Hawk saying this. This is the state who's looking at our books and saying, hey, we have a problem. And we we're having to pay someone else to come in and look
at
those.
It's only $150,000, Marty. What's
$150,000? Now they're saying that we need almost $195,000 in order to balance the books to make it.
Have you got Barry Brown's special prosecutor fees yet?
Oh, are you kidding me? You think all I do is ask for it, and they just say, "Oh, okay."
Well, I mean, if we have all these,
don't give it.
We have all these numbers that are not accurate. Let's just throw some more in there.
Well, and the thing about the Barry Brown thing is that Dave Naccarato, who ran for commissioner, actually went to Barry and talked to him, and he has not billed the county yet. He just hasn't. So I don't know when he's planning on doing it. So I don't think they're running you around on that. He just hasn't built the county yet.
Well,
I can't imagine.
There's ways to get people to do things if you really want them to do it.
How do you do that, Marty? Can you afford to do work for people and not build them? I'm just baffled by that.
Well, the point is, it's going to be more money the county has to shell out.
Think
$75,000 for a consulting fee. Now it's $150,000. How do we double up that?
And this $190,000 you're talking about. Is that just like money? What happened to it?
Well,
where is it
here,
from?
If it's not balancing and we're paying people to go in there and get it balanced, it may very well have to have an adjustment to get it to balance because maybe numbers were entered wrong to begin with. And so you're balanced just like when you're doing your checking account at home.
When you forgot to put the check in.
You forgot. Of the things that happened here was a transfer from one fund from one bank to another bank, it appears. Rather than making it appear as just a transfer, it was entered like as if we had an additional $708,000. So, it was entered as a deposit rather than a transfer between two accounts.
Oh, my God.
So that makes a huge difference.
Well, why would you do that?
Oh, it's actually, this one I can answer for you, Glass, because I've done it before. If you don't know how to enter it properly, this is what does happen. And in this case, they entered it just completely wrong, and it looks like you all of a sudden came up with an extra $708,000.
I understand how you enter it wrong. I don't understand why you enter it wrong.
Well,
I understand you pushed the wrong button. You hit enter. Yeah, I get how it goes.
These mistakes can happen, and I'm not saying they cannot happen, but here's the problem.
$700,000 is something that it's eye-catching. It's not $7.
Okay, but you see, you just hit the nail on the head. It's eye-catching. That is for somebody who's actually paying attention to what they're doing, that they're doing what they're required to do, which is balance. And had they balanced it routinely as they were supposed to, they would have went, whoops, look what we did, and fixed it immediately.
So, Marty, isn't our auditor supposed to be, like, double-checking this stuff?
It's supposed to be balancing between the treasurer and the auditor. Routinely, they're all supposed to be balancing out, and this has not been happening. So now, because it's gone on for so long, and because we can't even be real confident that even the disbursements of our settlement receiving was done correctly, because there was not sufficient controls over that. That means as we are paying our taxes, and then they're figuring out who gets that part of the taxes? The library gets some, the city gets some, and Ellisville and so forth. Out of all the taxes that we're paying, there was not sufficient controls over that settlement receiving and dispersing process. And further, there's no documentation. I get no documentation at all to reconcile amounts that's posted to the.
So what do they do? Take out their crayon and just cross off one thing and put it in another and just
well,
and hope it all goes away. What is this?
They have, and literally adjustments were being made for like doing a correction of an error or something of the sort with no documentation at all. So I mean, they could just say, "Oh,
boo boo." There's a boo boo.
No error in correction, and just do it, and no proof.
Oh my God!
Of why they did it or where they're doing it. They just, oh well, let's make this balance.
And so, what has the state concluded? We know there are problems. Now, how do you fix those problems, and what are the repercussions of having said problems?
Well, how we're trying to fix these problems is that we have a company that is working for us who went back, and they're trying to do it, balancing it day by day.
So if you pay this company $300,000, they'll give you the answer you want, or how does this work?
And this is the $150,000 that we now have budgeted to pay these people to do.
This isn't like the NFL, though, when they hire their own people to, or they hire people to go do an investigation to see if they've screwed anything up. It's like, yeah. Well, here's the money you get, so just tell us how we didn't screw anything up.
And there's absolutely the ridiculous thing here is there's no control, whatever. There was no control over access to get into the cash book, which was an Excel spreadsheet. So, how do we know who was getting into the cash book?
Oh my God, Marty, what is the commissioner saying? What is the council doing? Is there anything we're doing about all of this?
The county council cannot really. We're the financial body, but we
cannot. Why don't you
cannot,
just like taking shut their budget county, down and give it to somebody else?
The county commissioners have more control over that than the county council. And they've determined that what they're going to do is just say they have received the report from the treasurer, but they're not saying they're going to accept it. And they've said that now for quite
bad
some time.
Bad treasurer. We aren't going to accept it. Boy, bad treasurer.
But, you know, more. And I'll tell you, since we're running out of time and since what the other thing I feel is essential that we discuss, it's huge, is having to do with that Richland TIF, because that time frame is upon us. They're going to be doing it so quickly. They're going to be meeting before we speak again, having to do getting
this.
And this
is the Redevelopment Commission's going to be meeting.
This is the Redevelopment Commission, and part of what they'll be talking about is what kind of projects they're going to fund, whether or not they're going to
extend it like 30. It'll extend it to 2050 or something?
Well, it goes on. It automatically is going to be going on for another 10 years unless they would release some of the assessed value. But now they want to do another 10 years on top of that.
Oh, I thought it was longer than that. They misunderstand.
Well, I'm talking about the Richland TIF.
Okay, all
right. So they would be taking it out rather than to 2024, they'd be taking it out to 2034. And the first meeting they're going to be moving forward on this will be April 15th, where they're going to adopt a resolution to extend the life of that allocation area and so forth. So why does this make a difference to you? If you live in Richland or Bean Blossom Townships, if you pay school taxes for our Richland Bean Blossom School District, if you care about the dollars that really would go into the capital projects fund so we wouldn't have to do additional bonds to do things that we ought to be able to collect otherwise, just for the capital projects fund alone, dollars going straight to the school, it appears it'd be $359,000 per year if today all of that assessed value was released. That would go straight to the school, $359,000. But in total, the dollar amount that would be property tax relief for Richland and Bean Blossom school taxpayers would be $1,385,307. Now, folks, that's real money.
That's a lot of money. How's the tax rate over there right now, Marty?
What is the tax rate?
How is it right now?
For the school?
Yeah.
Let me pull that up.
It's pretty strong, isn't it?
1.034 for the school, and the total tax rate for that they're, and that's what the tax rate that they all use, and people who are paying taxes in the TIF pay that 1.034, but it doesn't go to the school. It stays there in the TIF. But the total tax rate that they're paying is 1.679. So you can see that the 1.034 is more than 60% of the total. So all of these dollars collecting in that Richland TIF, and they call it the Westside TIF, is being subsidized by the Richland and Dean Blossom School taxpayers. And they ought to absolutely understand that in the newspaper article that said, well, you know, this was the goose that laid the golden egg, if they would get rid of it, and it would have very little difference to anyone, any of the other taxing units, let them go over and tell the people and the taxpayers who pay our school taxes. We pay far greater school taxes.
Yeah, I've always heard that's a really expensive place as far as the taxes go over there.
Well, for the school taxes, and we're proud of our school, and we're glad we have a separate school system. But when so much of your assessed value is being captured and not helping the school taxes, then it's not like in Monroe County where there's so many other assessed values going in to help pay for Monroe County schools.
Well, let me ask you a question. Just popped off the top of my head. What if the hospital moves out that way? Does that have any effect on anything?
Oh well, first of all, if it's a nonprofit, they wouldn't be,
assessed.
They're not taxed.
Didn't we assess all the hospital and the schools last time?
In addition to which, it's setting in a TIF area. Here's what the county is doing. They're saying, okay, folks, we don't want to see any growth out there in the county. We're going to make all kinds of rules that's going to stop the growth out there in the county. So our assessed value isn't going to grow. Why do we care? If the assessed value doesn't grow, we're going to all be paying more taxes. I mean, because we're not going to get, the only way to reduce your taxes or to keep them level is to get other people to help you pay them. Well, if the other people, all the money they're paying is going into these special TIF areas, we get no property tax relief. But the thing is, it is a balancing act because I've been in favor of TIFs for a very long time, that there's a time for them to go away.
The reason they're set up to sunset is for this very reason.
Right, and the whole point is that it's going to be there for another 10 years, and then it's supposed to go away. And in this next 10 years, they need to make sure that our Public Works Department has full access to those dollars and then let this thing sunset and do what was promised, which is release its assessed value back, which really affects Richland and Dean Blossom. Now, because no one is going from our school to say, oh, don't do this to us, they're thinking nobody cares. But it's the taxpayers out there that do care if they understood how it worked. But this is a very difficult thing to try to explain.
It's complicated.
It is.
But it definitely is just straight dollars that the people in the interesting thing will be when we get the next step further to see what the tax rates, how much that would change. Let's see then how much the taxes would be reduced for all those big corporations who are providing jobs there in the TIF area, because they need to know that if Richland Dean Blossom school tax rates drop and our whole tax rate drops for Richland Township, so does the tax rate for Baxter and for Cooks and for all of those big companies out there who are paying property taxes. You think they don't care what their property taxes are? Of course they do.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. I'm sure
so,
that's
well,
plays
but
into
you
it.
See, if it's not presented to them, this is what will happen if we don't release the assessed values. This is what will happen.
So, Marty, why haven't we seen like any kind of, okay, this is what your taxes are going to be, just based on so many hundreds of thousands of dollars of a property. And so if it's assessed at this price, then we're going to show you how much your taxes are going to be.
Okay,
why haven't we seen any of that?
That's what I'm working on, because here's what I was told. Well, we'll just wait on somebody else to present that. That's the reason why I started working on the numbers that I started working on yesterday and the day before.
Yeah, people need to see them in clear-cut numbers, because until they do and they see what the difference is between having the TIF and not having the TIF, they're going to just think that the Redevelopment Commission's not really taking that much. It's going to be okay.
Well, because even the people in the Redevelopment Commission was told that by the financial advisors. It's going to make very little.
Yeah.
Even in the newspaper, it's going to make very little difference to anybody.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Move over there and pay the school taxes and see if it makes any difference to you. In addition to which, it makes us hit the circuit breaker, which makes Ellisville lose a lot of money, which made our schools lose money. So maybe it is just the voters over there in Richland and Bean Blossom Township. Maybe we're not very well represented there on that TIF, that Redevelopment Commission.
No.
Or if they
it's just
really
a lot easier to sign it,
numbers.
Stamp it, and get on with it.
Oh, I'm sorry?
It's just easier to sign it, stamp it, and get on with it.
Well, and the county council doesn't we don't have an opportunity to weigh in on this until it's time to approve the bonds.
Which doesn't give
sounds
you...
like a backwards process to
yes,
me, but
it does.
I'm not going to sit here and tell
unless
you.
Unless we get the public to step forward and say, I want to understand it, please present it to us. And this is not against TIFs, and this is not against our Public Works Department finishing up the jobs they have on hand. Let them have that money for the next 10 years or until their jobs are done. But no more of this. Let's go buy a nursing home, or let's go buy the state of school
yeah,
building or
that's
whatever
crazy.
Else. Let's get on with what those dollars are sitting there for, and then release that assessed value back as was promised from the beginning.
Marty Hawk, County Councilwoman, checks in every Wednesday morning. Get her thoughts on what's happening in county government. You got anything else? That's it.
Well, evidently the city has not come up with an interlocal agreement that the county and the city can agree on about how to pay for this $1 million worth of contract with Spillman for our central dispatch.
When is that due? When does that need to be done? And
well, we're supposed to be voting on the money for Spillman at the next meeting.
Well, just give it to him.
Now the dollars seem to be moving around, and whether or not we're going to pay 10 years in advance, and who knows what's going to happen on that. So stay tuned. I guess they'll let me know when it's time
to vote.
They'll say, how do you vote? Well, give me the information. Let me.
Oh, my gosh, Marty. Bless your heart.
Well, we're having fun, girls. That's all there is to it.
I'll even join in on your fun. It sounds like it's outrageous.
All right. Well,
is there a cover charge? Do I need to pay?
In addition to which, we're going to have to pay someone else to come up with all these tax rates. And so I have got to stop working on that and figure my own taxes. Hey, April 15th is upon us. But this is something.
Just pay what you want.
Harry,
the
got
auditor's office
back.
Ought to be able to do, or we have enough staff to be able to refigure these tax rates.
Marty,
so that we
Marty,
can figure
you're
out.
Asking.
Let's if you took an example, a house that was valued at $200,000, what is their tax rate? What is their taxes they have to pay now, and what would they pay if this was returned? That's the way we used to always do it. When Barb Clark was the auditor, she always put that out there for people to understand how their taxes were
figured. I miss Barb.
I do too.
We'll miss you too, Marty, but we'll let you come back next Wednesday.
Okay, thank you.